Okay, I'm back. So, after all this time of her, I mean, daily, she's been calling me daily, telling me how our president, we have such a lousy president who's a prejudiced person who works with blah, blah, blah. You know, and she's, then she comes and tells me, which I'm sorry, but she doesn't, she has no, she like has no consideration for other people and their feelings. Because when she feels threatened, when her friendships are threatened, she can really lash out. So she tells me, oh, and by the way, her husband has bipolar and schizophrenia. So she says that she, you know, loves her husband and all this stuff, but she doesn't accept people who have mental illness. So first of all, and I told her, I said, I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, she never even told me about that. And frankly, that's something that I thought you guys kept. And I went back to the president and I told her, I said, she's saying things about you that might be confidential. I mean, her husband, whether he has a mental illness or not, the point is this lady that has this mental disorder is saying things. And then she says, oh, but I want to be your friend. You and Jeremy are so cool. I brag about you all the time. You know more. You know, like, the computer tech guy doesn't know half the shit as much as you do. And, you know, you're good. You rock, blah, blah, blah. And then she turns around and says, I don't know why the president, I'm just calling her the president because I really don't want names mentioned here. I don't know why she came to me and told me, I know this blind couple named Melissa and Jeremy, and all they do is go on and on and on and on and on about their problems. And then she goes, oops, I probably shouldn't have told you that. First of all, if you want to be her friend, meaning the president's friend, why would you go behind her back? And even if she had said something like that, why would you go and tell other people? And if I was a good friend to her, why would she tell me that, oh, look at this person, they think you're just going on and on and on about your problems? Because that's going to make me, I'm a very self-sufficient, independent person. There may be times I have to ramble on. There may be times I have to get stuff off my chest. But when it all comes down to is, in fact, that's the reason why I've kind of drifted away from social circles. Because people have made their assumptions about me that I'm only here for this pity party. I'm a very social, sharing person. There's a lot of things that I've gone through. I'm not here for no darn pity party. If that was me, then there'd be no reason for me to be here. And I really feel that people misjudge a lot of things, but there also needs to be a point. I mean, this woman has been calling me daily, telling me what a horrible, horrible person our president is. And it's gotten to the point where, you know, I finally had to tell her all the things that I told her, you know. If you're going to continue to act this way, you're going to push people away. And a lot of people didn't want to be very confrontive with her. You know, some people just don't have that confrontive nature, and I personally don't. I like to tell people how it is, but I like to do it in the nice way. Unfortunately, though, sometimes there is no nice way. And so I've been busy every day of this week, either going to someone's house, and things have just been going on, and things have been happening at such a rapid rate. And even this lady wants to take me out for my birthday, and I'm a little uncomfortable about that, you know, but in the same sense, I've, you know, she asked me, oh, if you have money, can you please go and pick me up a Subway sandwich? And so I'd have to walk down to Subway before our bus gets there, carry lunch for three all the way home by myself. God, I need a massage. My neck, my shoulders hurt. I mean, so much is just going on. But yeah, I'm afraid that there's going to be another boo involved. So...